Okay, we got Jets and Dolphins next. We'll start on the Jets side of things. So C.J. Mosley, Quincy Williams, two lead producers, 14 combined tackles, 11 combined tackles, 8 solos each. Mosley 100% of snaps, Quincy 93%. Both of them look excellent. So Elijah Riley was concussed in this one after 6 combined tackles and a pass defense. So let's check on that. Hang on one second. Okay, first piece of good news this week. So Elijah Riley, after suffering that, quote, scary concussion, which it was, I mean, he was stretchered out and had to go to the hospital, is on pace for a, quote, quick return and could be available as soon as this week against the Jaguars. Regardless, they do expect him back at some point this season, so keep him on your bench if you've been using him. If he's good to go this week, I'd fire him up. Without Elijah Riley in there, it looks like Sherrod Neesman stepped in and saw the other 54% of snaps. Let me just confirm that. Yes, that is correct. Okay. So, yep, that's our other starting safety. That's the strong safety. That's the more productive of the two. That's the guy we want. So hopefully he can go this week. Yep. Okay, Ashton Davis had a good game. 8 combined tackles, 3 of them solo, pass defense, and a pick. Massive day for Mr. Davis. He was in for 97% of snaps. That might have more to do with the Riley injury. He might have stepped over into his slot while Neesman stepped into more of the free safety role. I don't know. I'm just guessing. All I do know is that Davis has not been super productive lately. Elijah Riley has. And as soon as Riley went out, Davis put up all these numbers. So it makes sense, but I have no idea. I don't actually follow the Jets that close, so I couldn't tell you. Regardless, the move here is when Riley comes back, we play Riley. If he's not able to go this week, Davis might see a little bump. I don't know. It's the Jags, though, so it's not like we're going to get a ton of opposing offense in the first place. So we're really only talking about these in crazy deep leagues to begin with. So may not be worth even thinking about for most of you, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay, after that, Brandon Echols had a good game. Second game back, 4 combined tackles, 3 pass defense, and a pick. Massive game for him. He had a touchdown, too. Wow, okay. So the corner breakdown was Bryce Hall, almost every snap. Brandon Echols, 94% of snaps. Michael Carter, 87% of snaps. So that is normal. We saw that the vast majority of the season. No changes there. Carter, decent game, 5 combined tackles. Hall, decent, really good game. 4 solo tackles, 3 pass defense. So that's good to see. Sheldon Rankins landed a sack. Rankins was in for 66% of snaps because Quinnen got hurt. So let's find out what's up with the Quinnen Williams injury. Okay, so it looks like Quinnen re-aggravated the shoulder injury he'd been dealing with and that he suffered against the Saints. So that's not great. It's quote, up in the air if he plays this week or not. So not great, but it looks like Sheldon Rankins stepped into his playing time with him missing, so that's a warm body option if you need it. Not nearly as talented, but Sheldon Rankins does have some talent. I remember from his Saints days, a lot of us thought he might be the second coming of a great defensive tackle. It never happened, but that's not a terrible warm body fill-in if you need it, if Quinnen is out for a week. So keep that in mind, but hopefully Quinnen is good to go. We shall see. Okay, beyond that, no one else really of note here. Who's that pass rusher everyone likes that really stinks? John Franklin Myers. Does not look like he has any statistics of any kind this week. He did play 58% of snaps, though, so that's something. Yep. Yeah, no, nothing. Okay. So, I mean, we got what we needed. We got a huge C.J. Mosley week. We got a huge Quincy Williams week. We got enough out of Elijah Riley before he got hurt. We got excellent streaming corner production across the board. We did lose Quinnen, which stinks, and we did not get any production out of him. Just one solo tackle before that happened. But, we'll see what happens there. Hopefully he can come back this week. If not, Sheldon Rankins is your plug and play. It's not great, but it's something. And that's it. That's the Jets. Nothing else to see there. Over on the Dolphins, lead producer was Jerome Baker for once. 7 combined tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 2 QB hits, 100% of snaps. That figures. So after months of doing nothing, he shows up when everyone sat him. That's perfect. Beautiful. Okay. Do with that what you will. I don't have any Jerome Baker. I don't plan on having any Jerome Baker. This is why I don't have any Jerome Baker, because he hasn't done anything for like 2 months, and now he does something. I'm supposed to trust him? Nope. Hell no. I'm not interested. Thank you. Okay, Christian Wilkins, good game. 7 combined tackles, tackle for loss, pass defense. Mr. Wilkins was in for 74% of snaps. He also played some offense and caught a touchdown, I believe. Yes, he did. Yeah. So that's fun. I mean, I don't think we can trust that. I think it was just a gadget play that they kept hidden for when they needed it. Do I think he's going to be part of offensive packages going forward? Nope. Would that be nice? Yeah. But I'm not going to... If I don't already have Christian Wilkins, I'm not going to go get him. Let's put it that way. If it's a deep enough league, he has value as a defensive tackle. But we can't factor in offense on this. This is... If this ever happens again in his career, I'll be surprised. Let's put it that way. Alrighty. So Brandon Jones is back, the other safety. He was only in for 63% of snaps, and he displaced Eric Rowe, who was taken over for him while he was hurt. But he did have a really good game with those 63% of snaps. 6 combined tackles, sack, tackle for loss, 2 QB hits. So that's not a bad move if you need a safety this week. Brandon Jones is back from injury, super productive this week. The playing time is still not there, but, the production was, right? So that's something. Obviously, deeper leagues only. Andrew Van Ginkle landed a sack, 82% of snaps for him. That's great, but he's in the gaggle of guys that's not Jerome Baker, so it could be... 82% this week, could be 2% next week. We have no idea. That's how this defense works. Nothing is set in stone except the guys that are set in stone, and they are few and far between. So that's great for Mr. Ginkle. I don't trust it. Beyond that, Byron Jones, pretty good game. Couple passes defended, 3 solo tackles, 100% of snaps for him. Xavien Howard, also 100% of snaps, just 3 combined tackles and a QB hit, though, so down week for him. Emmanuel Agba landed a sack. That's excellent. He was in for 61% of snaps, which is down a bit, but still pretty good. And Jalen Phillips, down game after his last couple monster games, just 2 combined tackles, a tackle for loss. He was in for 72% of snaps, though, so the playing time is there. That's good to see. So I think if you got Jalen Phillips going, you keep him going because we've seen what he's capable of. And that's, about 30% more snaps than he usually plays, you saw this week, so that's good. Yep, that's about it here for the Dolphins. Not a ton to see. The big news is the return of Brandon Jones. If you need a safety, that's not a bad idea. Much deeper leagues only, though, simply due to playing time, which right now is 62% of snaps. It could go up, but this is the Dolphins, so I don't trust that all that much. But he has been productive, no matter, how much he's played this season. So if you do need a safety, Brandon Jones is an option. Beyond that, more of the same. So that's the Jets, that's the Dolphins, and we shall continue.